Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's 6:07. Carla, it's Wednesday morning.
Yes, it is. 13 more days, my friends. 13.
You're counting
more
them
days.
Down.
I am counting them down, and people love me and hate me for it. Am I done? No, I'm not all done. I got a couple things to do, and it just hit me. I got to mail some things out, too. I guess I got to get on that.
Boy. You know, Jody just told me that she goes, I mailed the cards out.
Yeah.
Got the cards out. And she does a lot of, well, I'll be honest, she does a lot of everything.
Right.
She has to mail a lot of stuff out because, of course, her son lives up in Washington.
Right.
Washington State, and her mom lives in Oregon.
Right.
So she had a lot of stuff to mail out.
Yeah, see.
That can't be fun.
Well, it's not when you have a lot. Some of it's easy, but there's one person in particular I have to send whatever stuff out to, and I don't want to go to the post office, so I'm going to go pay extra, you know, the UPS store or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, whatever. Scrooge. I'm a big Scrooge now. It's getting closer.
See, that's why I'm excited about the fact that I'm putting my list together.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that, because that's going to be killer on the 23rd.
And I'm getting ready, you know, mapping out my shopping plans.
You have fun. What's really nice, what you should be doing is taking advantage of the afternoons when nobody's at the mall.
Is that what I should
really
do?
Nice, yeah.
Well, that's what I plan on doing.
That's what I'm going to probably do today.
Over the weekend. All right, sunshine today, going to be breezy. If you're going to be shopping today during the middle of the afternoon, they say a little breezy today, high in the low 60s, sunshine tomorrow, high of only 58. It's about 47 now. Your first of three on-air clues. Get to that a little bit after 8 o'clock. Coming up next, though, Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news.
Well, there was a big announcement on the Today Show yesterday.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? A bit bittersweet.
Okay.
Bittersweet.
We'll find out more about that and some other stories after Super Tramp and Breakfast in America.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, despite the controversy, we talked about this yesterday, several versions of Baby It's Cold Outside are seeing an increase in sales and streaming numbers. The Dean Martin 1959 version doing so well. The 2014 version from Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé all doing well. Now, radio station, a PD in Cincinnati said that he thinks this song could be a feminist anthem. He says the woman is balancing her desire to have a consensual evening with the effect it would have on her reputation, but ultimately it's her choice. Pretty revolutionary lyrics, actually, when that song originally came out, I think, in the 40s.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, as a woman, do you think it could be an anthem like Helen Reddy and I Am Woman?
Well, not quite like that, but...
Or I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
I mean, she makes the choice to stay.
Right.
The part that everybody's having a problem with, I think it's the part where he says, let me pour you a drink, or here, take this drink.
Okay.
You know, and I get that.
Maybe we should edit that out.
But yeah, well, there are a lot of new versions of it that are really funny.
No,
really, really funny. Actually, I'll post one of them. It's going around. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Big news on the Today Show yesterday. Kathy Lee Gifford announced that she will be leaving the Today Show in April.
We do live together, and nobody more so than my Hoda. It's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, Hoda. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
In April, they celebrate their 11th year together. And Hoda Mama, by the way, she adopted a baby last year
at
53 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she sure did. And that's where she got that name. Now, sources say that Jenna Bush Hager is probably going to take that position since she fills in most of the time anyhow.
Okay.
So Hoda will have a drinking buddy. Thank God. Thank God, because I was ready to throw my hat in the ring. And Mark Hamill, he talked about the crazy security measures that go into him getting his script pages for now Star Wars 9. He doesn't even get to keep a copy for one single night. They bring it to him, he reads it, then they take it with them. Most of the people in these movies. Yep. They keep it. They play it so close to the vest with these movies.
So it's got.
Nothing leaks.
Like Men in Black. They have
pretty much
guys have black suits on with the sunglasses.
Got a briefcase with your pages, Mr. Hamill. Here you go.
And the handcuff to the briefcase.
That's about it.
Wow,
that is about it. They don't want anything leaking. on those movies.
I guess not.
Nope. Nah, for now, that's my pan flea deep take.
At about 6:25, as much as you were talking about that Christmas song, honey, it's cold outside.
Yeah, baby, it's cold
outside.
It's not like dame or broad. It's baby. Yes. Baby, it's cold. Stick around, have another drink.
Come on.
Jeez.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
I want to play you another version of a Christmas song. Not as controversial.
Right.
This is cool. And my nephew,
jeez.
I don't know if I told you that my nephew plays tuba in the marching band in Phoenix in high school.
But it's not him. You know, when your kid actually comes home at a young age and says, "Yeah, I want to play the tuba," you'd have that. Okay.
Well, at least it's not the drum.
You couldn't play flute.
Clarinet.
We got to buy a bigger car, honey.
Over 800 tubas.
Yeah, they set a record.
Doing "Oh Christmas Tree." Listen to this. They broke the record. But that's what 800, over 800 tubas sound like.
There's so many tuba players. It's almost a numb feeling, you know?
All right. The other thing I want to play for you, these are people on those church bells. You know how they ring the church bells?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're playing Hell's Bells by AC/DC. Listen to this. A lot of people would be sitting there going, "Wow, that sounds nice, but sounds a lot like, is that Hell's Bells by AC/DC?
Yeah.
I think that sounds great.
That sounds really good. That sounds awesome.
Right. All right. First chance to win this morning. Got those tickets before you could buy them. Bob Seger going to make it to Vegas in March. Tell you how to win those tickets. In about 6-7 minutes from now, will you be the next one to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? Win $10,000 from the Silverton Casino Hotel and KKLZ. Details coming up very soon. In fact, your first of three on-air clues a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. All right.
Rock's getting very, very, very antsy, by the way. Very antsy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I saw The Rock yesterday, and it's really antsy sitting there.
To get back out?
Yeah. It's like clawing. Help me. Help me. I'm too hot.
Carla talks to The Rock.
I do talk to The Rock. It looks so pretty. It's always so shiny before it goes out.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
And when
they bring
it back in.
I know. Put me away.
All right. So a little after 8 o'clock, your first of three on-air clues. Right now, though, your first chance to win tickets for Bob Seger. We got the phone lines on hold. But after we get through news, traffic, and weather, going to look for caller number 9 to play a round of back and forth.
Yep.
3 out of 5. And you got the tickets before you could even buy them. They go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Bob Seger, MGM Grand Garden Arena on March 2nd. The number 702-739-9636. So just hold off for a couple of minutes here. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Give you a chance to win here next. Vinny, you have a chance to win these tickets before you can buy them. Bob Seger. We're going to play a round of back and forth. And, of course, 3 out of 5, and you're a big winner. Here we go.
Vinny, Bob Seger songs. You just need to finish the song, okay? Old time rock and...
roll.
Down on...
Main Street.
Night...
moves.
Yeah, that's how you do it, Vinny. That's how you do it.
You know what? Give him the bonus.
I'm going to give you the bonus. Against the?
Wind.
He got him. He knows. We've got?
Tonight.
There you go. You got them all. You got 5 out of 5, baby.
You know what? Not only are we going to give you the Bob Seger tickets, we're going to throw in a gift card to enjoy the steamy weenie.
Oh, right on.
Oh, cool.
Enjoy some reindeer hot dogs during the holidays.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Bob Seger is a bucket list band for me. I've never seen him.
Oh, right on. You are going to love it. And this is, I think, the last time he's going to be touring.
Yeah, this is it. He's ramping it up.
Yep.
But you have tickets before you could even buy them. March 2nd, MGM Grand Garden Arena. They go on sale this Friday. You already have a pair. So listen, enjoy the show. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, go Knights, go!
Go Knights, go!
A little over an hour from now, you get your first of three on-air clues to help you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Cash in on $10,000. More details coming up on that in just a bit. They say sunshine may be a little breezy today. High 63. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Upper 50s. 58, they say, the high tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. It's only about 43 this morning as you wake up. A few things we think you should know. Yes. Carla will have that for you after we do Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Oh, my. Well, let me tell you, you are doing the Christmas shopping. You might forget a few things. They say the things you're most likely to rush out for on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you know what it is. Number one, that one thing that you always forget. Oh, man, well, we can't even play with it because we don't have batteries.
Oh.
Yeah. Luckily, stores are open, at least here in Vegas.
Yeah.
You can rush out and get the batteries. So maybe buy batteries, people. Milk is number two. Bread. Wine. Hello. And a box of chocolate.
Oh, you would think those two would be on the top of the list.
I think batteries and wine would be. And there are other reasons for that. But yes. Jimmy Dean, by the way, recalling 29,000 pounds of sausage.
Oh, boy.
Because metal pieces have been found in some of their links, so do be careful. No one's been injured, but anything made and packaged on August 4th.
Okay.
Remember that date, August 4th.
So when you look at the package, you see that date, you might want to... Okay.
Yeah, impacted by that. So definitely, August 4th, remember that. And Mike, the state of Alabama... They'll soon officially recognize video games as varsity sports.
What?
Mm-hmm. Varsity sports, yes.
Video games.
Yes. And word is that many, many other high schools and colleges are going to follow suit.
Where you could letter in video games.
Yes. Yes. You can letter in Super Mario. Yes, Mike, you can.
3-year starter.
But yeah, that's right.
Whatevs.
What about you, Frogger? Dig Dug, what? What?
Dig Dug.
Yeah. Now it would be Fortnite.
So you have on the team, like, there's specifics. Like, that's our Dig Dug player.
Yeah. He's, you know what? Who's going in for Dig Dug, man?
Yeah.
Is it Phil? Cool. That's great.
I think
great.
The only thing more embarrassing would be being on the JV team.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Chad didn't make it. He didn't make it on varsity this year. Chad didn't? No, but Jared did. You know, he's the one wearing the spiky backpack. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Parents, how do you feel about that?
Oh, is that crazy?
Are they going to have boys and girls? They have to.
Well, they have to. I mean, you can't discriminate when it comes to video game teams, can you? Jeez. I mean, how do you... Oh, I can't even. Okay, fine. 702-739-9636.
Wow.
Are video games a sport?
That you can actually letter in.
Yeah.
And that means possibly get a scholarship.
And I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there going, oh, thank God, he can do something. Oh, this is great. Oh, thank goodness. 702-739-9636. You can talk or text.
Carla brought this up, that some states are considering, some school districts considering making video games a varsity sport where they can actually letter.
Yes, absolutely. Alabama is one of them. And a lot of colleges are, of course, starting to do this as well. And that's what we were wondering. I mean, what do you think of this? Are they sports? Are video games sports?
Which means if you letter in this sport, there's a chance you might even get a scholarship.
Right. And I realize we're looking at this from probably a little different angle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robin says, you know what? Why not? My son is a second-year pharmacy student. He also plays video games all the time, and he's pretty amazing at it. I don't see why when, you know what? He'd probably be top dog playing them. He spends a lot of money on computer equipment just to play these games. It's much more sophisticated, you know, than it used to be. That's mm-hmm. for sure. You know, and everybody has a thought on this. And George asked, will high schools be giving scholarships to colleges for video games?
That's what I want to know. I think so.
If you go from high school to college, I mean, I would have... if it's an actual sport that you're competing in, I would think so.
And being on the computer, I think this would go worldwide, wouldn't it? I mean, you could play on the computer with other schools from other countries.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't. You know what? There would be no road trips, probably.
Right.
You don't have to, which kind of sucks. You don't get to go to those little dumpy towns in your state that you never get to see.
In the school bus.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't get to go to Caliente, probably, or Ely.
And lead the big caravan.
Yeah, exactly. Coming from the big city. Where are you guys going? Elko.
Ramona's on the phone. Ramona, what are you up to?
Oh, not much, but I'm a retired teacher, and I've been dealing with this idea of video games being a sport for a while now. And I think the funniest part about it is, you know, not only... You know, is it the speed with their thumbs, you know, that's, you know, recorded? But also, you know, their monikers. A lot of these kids, they don't realize that the name that they choose for the game will follow them forever.
Oh,
so, like, I know a guy, you know, when he was 13, he called himself Spermy, and now in his mid-20s, he's still stuck with that name. So, you know, the idea of all these, you know, teenage boys and God knows what names they come up with.
Yeah, you just...
And then that becomes their professional moniker forever.
You just got to be careful with that, Coach. Coach, when do we get our names?
On the back of the jersey, Mike?
When they run out into the living room?
Yeah, into the living room in their pajamas?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Go on in there, Spurman. You got this.
Oh, my God. That's
night for us.
That's like our old email addresses. Remember when you tried to be, like, really hot?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, exactly.
Ramona, thanks for the call. All right,
no
go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Janie, what about you?
I grew up learning how to play Pong and things like that and going up from there. And now I work in a place with these tech guys. And at break time, they do virtual reality games.
Mm-hmm.
They're exhausted after playing them. So I'm thinking they're fairly physical.
I bet.
Virtual reality. Okay, now I even see that because you're moving.
Right.
You're moving and shaking you know, but...
But video games.
But if you're sitting on a couch, I mean, is that where you're playing? Are you playing in, like, the teacher's lounge? I mean, where are you playing video games?
Or do you set up the gym with a couch and lamp and stuff and big screens?
And again, your pajamas and slippers.
They don't have to leave the dorm.
No!
Got to fight for your right to party. 96.3 KKLZ theme song for the new varsity computer game team.
The varsity Fortnite team. Yes, exactly.
That would be it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, something like that.
Sure, absolutely.
It's kind of a name.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:35. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. But people are really texting in on this whole thing about making computer games a varsity sport where you could actually letter in it in high school and possibly, and maybe in the future, get a scholarship, go to college and play at that level.
Absolutely. Mike said, you know what? You can letter in chess. And games are higher profile professionally than chess. You know what? How about international tournaments? There are sponsorships. What did he mention? Fatality has been a name in the sport, I'm quoting, for almost 20 years. This thing is happening. He
That's
said,
what
get
I
over
mentioned
it.
Before, that if it's online on computers, that you could actually play it worldwide against other kids from other schools all over the world.
Yeah, and this is interesting. Laura said, you know, a really good subject, you guys, and on the question about video games, the thing is, so why not make, like, poker playing and blackjack into varsity sports as well? But the thing is, people do play those with each other online, as it is. But I don't know if they would take gambling into that arena. Yeah. I mean, you can play, you know, there's the big poker tournament and all that stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know if they would turn that into something, you know, internationally as well.
I
Why
think
not?
If you do that, you open a whole new can of worms.
Well,
and where does it end?
Well, I think anytime you're able to make money, I think that's what it's about.
All right.
You know?
We were looking for somebody at this level to talk to, and it's Sam. Sam's on the phone. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I was thinking about it. Well, you guys were referring to, like, cabinet video games, which is, like, old school, right?
Right.
Which I love those games, right? But nowadays, we have, like, these large multiplayer online games where you have full-on teams and organizations ready to donate millions and millions of dollars into these large teams. But now it's so competitive that high schools now have to start doing it, right?
Yeah,
so, but it's not so much a one-on-one just cabinet versus computer. It's more so large teams of five-on-five. So you have, like, CSGO, which is an FPS shooter game, which is, like, a 5-on-5 situation with like a bomb plant. It's a lot of tactics. Mm-hmm. It's more like varsity chess.
What?
Like varsity basketball.
Well, now, Sam, tell me this. And I get the competitive, you know, I mean, it is highly competitive. And it takes some brains. It takes some smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider it to be a sport?
I definitely consider it to be a sport. I mean, if we can have it to where essentially almost every country in the world can have access to it, and there's large enough organizations willing to put millions of dollars up for each of these tournaments, I think it's considered a sport.
You would be okay with pajamas and slippers as the uniform?
Well, I mean, organizations have their own jerseys and have their own things. Even small high school teams you can just buy custom-made t-shirts online for $20 each.
I love it.
All right, I just want to go on record saying Sam is the captain of my varsity team right now.
I was going to take him. Well, okay, fine.
You got to wait. You got to wait until somebody else calls.
Sam, what's your game?
I play a couple games. I like CSGO, but then also Rocket League, which is essentially soccer.
They were just in town. They were just in town.
That big tournament over at New Orleans.
Yeah.
I know. I went to RLCS. It was a lot of fun.
That's why he's my captain.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Sam, have a great day, buddy. Carla has put on our chalkboard in the control room. Only 13 days till Christmas.
Yep.
The countdown's on.
I get very stressed.
Do you really?
Well, it's the whole, you know, I always worry as Christmas gets here. It's like, oh crap, did I buy for everybody? Did I forget something? And then I always leave a present behind when I wrap and I find it the next day. It's like, crap.
I always think, should I have gotten that person something? I don't know. Maybe not.
Right. I know.
Maybe I should have.
I know.
Yeah.
And then there's the old, no, they got me something. God. All right. Do I have a soy candle somewhere? I have a candle. Do I not have a candle?
Or do you look at it like, well, it's not like they really had to shop for this. I mean, they probably just picked it up.
Right. I mean, it's a Starbucks card. Mike, I don't even drink coffee. I don't know.
We've worked together how long? I'm kidding. You stop that. Really? This is what you got me?
Oh, wow.
You're going to love your stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're going to. The one thing I don't know if you need, but I just want to give it to you to see your reaction. It's going to be great.
A tour of a brewery.
I'm not a big fan of opening gifts on the air.
Right.
I always thought that was stupid.
I know. I agree.
Because it's more of a visual.
Right.
And if you're listening, you really don't get anything out of
it. Right. We might this year, though. I'm like, you can't even imagine how excited I am about what I got
you. Okay.
I'm more excited about this than any gift I've
really?
Totally.
Does Jody know what it is?
Yes, she does.
Oh.
She does. She does.
Then
She's excited about it.
I could put the fireball out and maybe get her to talk.
Jody, don't do it. Don't do it.
Sunshine, maybe a little breezy today. High 63. The high tomorrow, only 58, but it looks like he's outside right now. 43. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees will be announced tomorrow. I'll tell you how it's going so far.
All right, we got that plus some other stories and your first of three on-air clues to help you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. We'll do that right after the Steve Miller Band.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Oh, you wanted that, huh?
Yeah.
It's time, people. It is time for the Jingle Bell Rock clue. It's in my files, Mike. Hold on.
This is your first of three clues.
Yeah.
And by the way, tonight, another puzzle piece will be revealed over at the Silverton Casino Hotel inside the Shady Grove Lounge. For 1 hour, only 6 to 7.
So get that JBR clue journal out. Here you go. Listen up. The crossing guard is not within a yard. The crossing guard is not within a yard.
Hmm.
You got that?
Yep.
I hope so, because beginning December 14th, people, that is just a couple days away, that rock's going out. And if you're the first one to find it, bring it back to us here at KKLZ. You will win $10,000 from our friends at Silverton Casino Hotel and us, 96.3 KKLZ. Now, Wendy Rush will have your next clue, clue number 2, at 1 o'clock. In the 1 o'clock hour, you will get that. And be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. They are packing. They're piling up, people. 2 days it'll be out there. And you need more information? Very simply, download that free KKLZ app if you haven't done it already. Let me give it to you one more time. The crossing guard is not within a yard. Again, more information, 96.3KKLZ.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Metallica giving $100,000 grants to 10 community colleges around the country to help students training to enter the workforce, whatever it is. They just want to help out. $100,000 grants, 10 of them. That's equals a lot of money right there is what that equals. Def Leppard has won the fan vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This does not mean they are going to be inducted, but we'll find out tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they will be. Followed by Stevie Nicks, Todd Rundgren, The Zombies, and The Cure. That is how it's panning out right now. But, I don't know who makes that final decision. Well, I know who makes the final decision. But way to go, Def Leppard, thus far. I'm pretty sure they'll be inducted. And Whoopi Goldberg, she talked to Stephen Colbert about, you know, she's hosted the Oscars 4 times, and she talked about why it's just not a great job.
It's not so much that nobody wants to do it, but with social media, you used to only have to worry about newspaper critics saying stuff about you, but now you got everybody and their mother, well, I didn't like the way his teeth looked. You know, and he's not funny. He's, oh my God, he was so boring. I watched the whole show. He was so boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
It's true. With social media, you know what? There are millions of critics out there. So I don't blame anyone for not wanting to do it. And by the way, a programming note for tonight, Deal or No Deal, is back on CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
It starts tonight, and it's supposed to be bigger and better. We will find out because we're talking to Howie Mandel here in just a few minutes. So keep it tuned in. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
It's back on TV. New episodes of Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
With Howie Mandel. We have him on the phone. Howie, welcome back to Vegas.
It's good to be here.
Man, it's good to talk to you. Howie, I got to tell you, I've been a fan of yours since your Saint Elsewhere years.
Wow. That's a while.
That was such a great show, and it was kind of the beginning of those shows, and it was pretty ballsy, even at that time.
No, it was. It was very forward. You know, I've been lucky to be involved in things that were kind of changing the medium. You know, that was one of the first, you know, big ensemble dramas that kind of led the way to shows after it. And by the same token, so was Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think it changed game shows forever. And it changed the idea of having comedians host game shows. And that's why I am more thrilled than anybody to be back with all new episodes on CNBC tonight. You know, 9 o'clock Eastern. But the truth is that it is, you know, the biggest, out of all the things that I did St. Elsewhere and I did Bobby's World and I did all these different things. Nothing catapulted my career like Deal or No Deal. And I've been scraping and clawing my way back for the last 10 years.
Talking to Howie Mandel, it starts tonight on CNBC. Deal or No Deal is back. And by the way, Howie, before we let you go, with everything that you've done from starting from St. Elsewhere on, do people remember the fact that you basically got your start as a stand-up comedian?
No, people do not know that that is the basis of everything. And I never stopped, and that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
And in January, I have a special coming out. I haven't done a special in 20 years.
Wow.
So I gotta, maybe that'll remind people.
So Deal or No Deal tonight, CNBC, Howie Mandel. Good catching up with you, and thanks for the time this morning.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Got those tickets for Hall & Oates. Win them before you can buy them. And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Debacle.
Yes. Well, we'll do that after Def Leppard. KKLZ, one of those bands Carla mentioned that could end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow.
This time around. Hopefully. Good luck. Def Leppard, Photograph, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:40, a chance to win them before you could buy them. Tickets for Hall and Oates. Now, we announced this concert earlier in the week. They're going to be at the Coliseum, Caesars Palace. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Tickets go on sale this Friday at noon. You have a chance to win them before you could even buy them right now with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
There you go.
What even was that? John Schaefer's head almost snapped off.
I know.
Are you serious? I thought that was one of the best.
Overlaying. You know, it was good. It was good. There was some overlaying. Thank God. Thank God there was.
Wow.
Maybe I need to hear it again.
All right. Here you go.
Yeah, right there was some overlaying.
You know that one kid that just kept playing?
That slow leak there.
I mean, you can almost sing along with it.
Well, you really can.
Except that the song I was singing along with it, I'm sure, is not the song.
Yeah, okay. No, I think it might be.
By title, if you can identify that Hall & Oates song by title, after we take the phone lines off hold, we'll get through news, traffic, and weather, and then look for a winner starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them. Hall and Oates with another segment of Kazookioki Wednesday. Brittany, can you identify that Hall & Oates song by title that we're playing on our kazoos?
It was You Make My Dreams.
Yes.
You got it. You Make My Dreams Come True. Good job, Brittany.
Really, John? You didn't hear that?
No. John heard When the Saints Go Marching In.
Are you serious? Brittany, how good was that?
Oh, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brittany. One of our best. Someone with taste.
Brittany, you got the tickets. You're going to see Hall & Oates. They don't go on sale until this Friday at noon, but you already have a pair. They're from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. They're going to be at the Coliseum Caesars Palace in March. So hang on the line. We'll take down some info. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here you go. Some of the other news we think you should be aware of. 9-year-old girl in Canada called 911 on Saturday. She was not happy. Her parents told her to clean her room.
Well, I wouldn't be happy either. Jeez.
You are so grounded. Remember, did you ever threaten your parents, you know, I'll call the police?
You know, I never did, but my nephews, they did it a few times, too. They did the 911 thing, then they'd hang up.
Oh.
But they know if it goes through, and they showed up at the house.
We didn't have 911 growing up.
No.
So my cousin, he did it one time to my Uncle Morgan. Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
Oh, jeez. No, never did that. Wow.
I'll call the cops. You want a reason to?
Oh, jeez. Oh, that time, too. The cops would come out and just, whatever. Go ahead, give them a reason.
Bad move. Didn't work with Uncle Morgan.
That's funny.
Guy shoplifted a foot-long sandwich from a gas station in Florida just a couple of weeks ago. Shoved it down his pants so nobody would see it.
Okay, sure. Why not? Where else do you put a foot-long sub?
Cops just released his picture on Facebook. Hoping to find the guy.
Are you just happy to see me?
Well, that's what they did. They put it on Facebook and all the jokes started, of course.
Of course they did.
Here's the weird thing. He bought the drink. He paid for his drink.
Did he not have money for the sub after that?
I guess not.
Okay. Well.
But just shoved it down his pants, walked out or limped out, and then, of course...
Anybody smell vinegar, Bob? Is that just me?
Is that the sandwich you want to eat that's been down your pants?
I know. Well, I guess if it's your sandwich that's down your own pants,
I don't know.
Then you're okay, you know, where people can, you can make fun of your family, but nobody else can.
Oh, I see.
Whatever I just said there. So listen.
Where did you get that sandwich? You just yanked it out of my pants.
My pants? It was in my pants. Oh, my God. Listen. Well, Jim and Bettina, I know, speaking of eating, they've recovered 50 dead animals near their home this past year. They put them in the freezer, Mike. They're going to do roadkill venison for Christmas.
Yeah.
Jim says, I know people think it's unusual, but really, it just makes sense. Bettina's family, they think I'm a weirdo. Well... Okay. Uh-huh. But he doesn't want to see the waste of life and meat. So, he says badger, tastes very similar to pork. Fox has its own taste. It's not really good, but I'll try to mask it with a little sauce or a jerky. So, yeah, they've been storing them in the freezer.
What, reindeer hot dogs?
Yeah, reindeer hot dogs. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay.
So, he says he is not going to eat the Czechoslovakian wolf dog that I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
Okay.
So, yeah. And St. Joseph Church in Montreal, Canada. I love this. They have a hipster nativity scene. Mike has a Virgin Mary holding a Starbucks cup. Joseph is snapping a selfie. Got a cow eating gluten-free food. And the three wise men, they're riding Segway scooters, carrying Amazon Prime boxes.
Wow.
This is great. And the creator of this said, you know, we wanted to make it just more of a conversation piece.
Yeah.
Wanted to make it something people could laugh at and have fun with. I think it's great. I would love to see this. I got to pull a picture up. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
5 days of carrying along with the Salvation Army. Leslie Rogers is here this morning. And Leslie, you should know the one reason we love working with Salvation Army is because you guys are awesome.
And we're going to go shopping.
Yes.
I know. I love it. And you know, we've been reading the letters this week from these families. And it's interesting how they're just, you know, what they need. It's not that elaborate.
Most of what they ask for, even the kids. I need underwear and socks. And I need clothes for school or a uniform pants.
Right.
Or they're practical. They're not crazy.
Well, I know Carla and I are excited about going with you and everybody from the Salvation Army. We're going shopping in a couple of days. And then next week, we have basically a big Christmas pizza party.
Thank you very much, Above the Crust Pizza.
We love working with them as well, and they are always there for us.
I have to tell you, when you called me with this idea, we were just kind of flabbergasted by the whole thing, and we love the idea. What we're hoping is that your listeners love the idea and that maybe we can help more families next year.
We would love that. What else can people do to help?
Right this minute, we are getting ready. Thursday and Friday is our Christmas Angel distribution.
Oh,
we call
so
it
cool.
Toys and Joys.
Yeah.
And this year, because there's no more Cashman,
right,
we're doing it at the Silver Nugget Event Center up on Las Vegas Boulevard North.
Oh, my gosh.
But we need volunteers to help set up, and then we need volunteers on Friday. And what a lot of the volunteers on Friday get to do is be shopper helpers. And we can also use bell ringers.
So, Leslie, if people want to help out the Salvation Army, where do they go? Where do they find the information?
Everybody can go to SalvationArmySouthernNevada.org to sign up to volunteer either for the 12, 13, 14 this week or through Christmas Eve to ring kettlebells.
Well, this year it was five families. Hopefully next year with Dollar Loan Center's help, it could be 10 families.
That would be nice.
And we can hopefully just grow the baby steps.
I know.
You got to start somewhere.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that we're doing this. And I love that we're doing something different than what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Well, Leslie, we love the Salvation Army and all the great work you do here in Las Vegas. So thank you for letting us do this and help out with this.
And we love you for it.
I hope we can do it next year. And I think we will. And like I said, bigger and better.
Yes, definitely.
All right, really 9:37, nice. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Don't forget anything you missed on the morning show. Catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast, a condensed version of this morning show, plus showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more. We'll post the entire visit we had with Howie Mandel.
Yeah,
about the premiere of new episodes of Deal or No Deal tonight on CNBC.
Bigger and better, apparently.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You can check that out on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page after we get off the air. Wendy Rush going to keep the company throughout the workday, so make sure if you have anything on your mind, dial it up, 702-739-9636. She'll be here all day long. So otherwise, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning when we come back, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.